that rocks.
Here we go.
Well, good morning. 7-11. Rock. Hunter.
Here we go.
Hey, 9 o'clock. You could qualify to win a Nintendo Switch. Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's perfect. You can play the new Super
Mario.
Mario Kart, whatever they got on there.
Which is a little different than the Mario we were used to back in the day.
Yeah, where, when
more
you,
3D.
When you died and you had to go back to the very effing beginning, for God's sakes. Yeah. Kids nowadays are so spoiled. It's ridiculous. You don't know rage quit until you've died for the 1,000th time. And you had to go back
to
the beginning.
Dude, it was hard.
So hard.
Not to mention, you had just like a little square controller that wasn't really that comfortable.
No. Ridiculous.
You know?
Now all these ergonomic gaming consoles and controllers and chairs. F that, man. I was basically gave myself scoliosis sitting on a beanbag chair looking up at the TV trying to beat Super Mario Bros. Ridiculous.
Now you put the headset on, you're in the video game.
Yeah, ridiculous.
You're part of it.
Spoiled ass kids. Back in my day.
You can spoil them to death with that Nintendo Switch we're giving away at the end of the
season. You had to blow on the carts because they get dust on there? Ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Ridiculous.
I always used to have to put a cart on top of the cart in the original Nintendo to keep it pressed down hard enough so it would read the cartridge. Ninja Gaiden specifically. Dude, it would take an hour for that game to finally work and turn on. Don't touch it.
Don't move. No one breathe on it. It's perfect. Don't touch it. Anyway. All right, we got to keep things moving here. It is time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That.
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. You got to pump it. Mm-hmm. You got to pump it.
Wow.
Hey, nothing like looking at celebrities' homes and getting angry. And guess what? We can do it once again because MTV is bringing back Cribs. Welcome to my crib. the new season already has a massive lineup, including Martha Stewart, Snooki, Ryan Lochte, Rick Ross, Tinashe.
Ross.
Yeah.
Ross.
What did I say?
Ross.
Oh, Rick. I'm sorry. Rick Ross. Sorry, I'm not down with the hip-hop lingo, Hunter. Jeez. Kathy Griffin is on there. She's not a celebrity, though. Why are they going to her place? What is that? Scott Disick's on there. Ashley Simpson. Yeah. MTV Cribs originally debuted more than 20 years ago. Original run, there were 113 episodes over 19 seasons. I never got into Cribs. I never got the whole draw to going and looking at these ridiculous mansions. Like, I never understood it. I never got it.
More so as you know, when it was out back when I was growing up, I was more interested in it. Now, I think it's just like, I don't really care. We get it. You got a big house. Your fridge is big. You got a couple cars that are expensive. Check out my theater and my bed. It's all the same stuff.
Yeah, it's quite boring. Now, the one that I did get into, which was awesome, and that's because of Robin Leach, was Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. But that's just because you had Robin Leach on the Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. And he'd come in with his, you know, his fancy vests and his champagne, and he would talk about, oh, you'll never believe what so-and-so does on the weekends. And it's like, awesome. That's good. But Cribs was just, I don't know.
Cribs. You know what the best MTV Cribs was? Steve-O's. They took him to his apartment, and it was just trashed. they had skating ramps in his apartment. They were, like, breaking tables, jumping through a window. Like, completely the opposite of what you would expect, you know, a celebrity be living in.
But anyway.
That's Steve-O. You know.
If you want to look at more of these rich people, it's coming. MTV Cribs, back at it. Lastly, this will cheer me up, marrying robots. How about that? A scientist in England believes that getting married to robots could be considered normal by the end of the century. Dr. David Levy thinks sex and relationships with robots could be common in the next 30 years, with committed relationships ramping up after that. Dr. Levy predicts that some people could stop having relationships with humans because they prefer cyborgs who will have personalities and be able to hold conversations. When it comes time to settle down, these people will be in love with the robots and create lifelong bonds with them. And they called it robot love.
I just don't know how I feel about it. Maybe, you know, if you're lonely and nothing's working out and that's what you, then yeah, I get that. But come on, man, there's no better relationship than an actual human being.
See, now, Hunter, you say that because we don't have it there yet. But let's be honest, a lifelike robot, okay, something that can hold a conversation. You've seen those.
Dead in the eyes. That's the problem.
I know I've had this conversation multiple times on this show.
I know
okay.
You have.
Everyone realizes that I'm somewhat intrigued by the sex bot future that we have.
We understand.
But if you can program like the perfect partner, all right, think about this. Okay, Hunter, this robot will never get mad at you for not doing the dishes. Okay, you can program this thing to not get mad at you because you went out golfing with your buddies and got home a little drunk, right? Okay. You could have a robot that's never going to have a headache when you want to, you know what I mean?
So I understand that. But also, that robot at any given point can be programmed to murder you, to rip your arms off and beat you with them.
Hey, there is a woman, a famous woman, who cut off her husband's penis, okay? Women can do it, too.
Can't be Karen Bobbitt to no robot. That's one lady.
I'm just saying, there's an entire channel that is based on that, the ID channel, that basically talks about women that have gone crazy and murdered their husbands. All I'm saying is that I think it's a viable solution. And, you know, you got lonely people out there that, you know, if we can't find a partner, why not have them have a robot that is theirs and theirs to love? Okay?
I mean, you'll enjoy that nice cold robot. It's just weird. I don't know.
Sorry, I'm looking up robots right now.
I know you are. You're weirding everybody out with your weird fantasies
and
robots.
And they called it robot love. All right, so what do we got? We got cribs and we got Marion robots. I think that's good. That's a good start. That is your morning dump. We'll be back.
The morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rockwell.